Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Kuf Beis. We are holding on Daf Kuf Aleph and Beis. We are at Meisvei, all the way toward the end of the page, last line on the page. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander and none of his wife and children. And Lili Nishmas, his mother, called the Basimcha, the Shalom, the Neshama, should have an Aliyah. So we're going to talk about today. There's actually a Gadita today here in Zog. It took us 100 blot, but we got to a little bit of a Gadita. So the Gemara first, we're going to continue the discussion from yesterday about Rav, who said that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. So we had two challenges to Rav's Shita, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. We had two challenges yesterday, so we're going to have two more challenges to Rav's Shita, and then we're going to suggest perhaps it's a Machlokas Tanaim. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that it's going to bring us the sources for the idea that one needs to show kavod to a melech, and in that context we're going to discuss whether Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech. After we finish talking about whether he's a Kohen Gadol, we're going to talk about whether he was also a melech. Then the Gemara is going to go back to some of the halacha, and it's going to bring us the sources that all types of balimum, in balmum kavua, balmum over, that they're all cholkin va'ochlin b'kadshim, that they're allowed to take a portion of and eat kadshim. The Gemara is going to question the rule that the Mishnah had, where it said kol she'eno roi lavod, eino cholik, that anyone who cannot do the avoda cannot be cholik. The balmum seems to break that rule, and we're going to discuss whether we can be medayik anything from that rule. Then the Gemara is going to discuss if a person becomes tamei after the Zrika, but before the Hector Chalavim, can he be Cholik B'Kadshim? At the time of the Zrika, he was Tahar. Is that enough to allow him to be Cholik B'Kadshim? Then the last discussion of the Daf is going to be how we know that a Tevul Yom can't be Cholik in a Chatas, in a Mincha, in a Shlamim, in a Bechar, and it's going to present arguments that he might make why he should be able to be Cholik, why the Tevul Yom should be able to be cholik in each of those types of karbanos, and that's why I need a pasuk to address each one to tell me that no, a tvul yom cannot have a chatas or a mincha or a shlamim or even a bichar. And at the very end, we're going to have one comment about being mahari divrei Torah in the bathroom. Okay, so let's begin. We're again last line on the page at Meisve on Kuvalv and Beis. So Meisve, the Gemara again is challenging this idea that Rav had that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol, because the Brisa says as follows: Miriam mihiskira. When Miriam got Saras, who was the Kohen that was maskir her? You need a Kohen to be involved, otherwise it's not Saras. Sim Tomer Moshe Iskira. If you're going to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen that was involved, Moshe Zarhu, Moshe's not a Kohen, so that doesn't work. Vein Zar Roas and Negoim. A Zar is not allowed to be Roa the Negoim. You need to have an actual Kohen. Vim Tomer Aaron Iskira. So you say, okay, but Aaron was around. Maybe he was the Kohen that was maskir her. Well, Aaron Karavu. Aaron was a relative. Vein Karav Roas and Negoim. Aaron was her brother. And her brother's not allowed to be Roa the Negaim. Now that line right away should jump out at us. What was our problem with Moshe Rabbeinu? That Moshe was a czar. Moshe was also a brother, right? Meaning if Aaron was disqualified because he was a brother, Moshe should also be disqualified because he's a brother. So there are like five or six different answers in the Achronim to that question, which tells you that the question is stronger than the answer. But the Yad David suggests that that there was a machlokas whether Moshe was a czar or not. So the Tana wants to tell me the greater Chiddush, that Moshe is a czar, meaning after all, that's what we're working on. We're working on the idea whether Moshe Rabbeinu is a Kohen Gadol or Moshe Rabbeinu is a czar. So since there's room to argue that he's not a czar, so that's the one that we want to highlight. The Marsha suggests that the Brice is just telling us the truth, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a czar, that even according to Rav, Moshe is considered a czar as far as Negoim is concerned, because the Torah says about Negoim, Aron Ubanav. So even, meaning that it's, again, the greater Chiddush, that even if Moshe Rabbeinu is a Kohen Gadol, legabe negoim, we're going to see he's a czar. So that's why he wants to emphasize that he's a czar. The Birchas HaZevach suggests that it is a machlokes tanoim whether a karov is allowed to be roa negoim. So it could be that Moshe and Aaron, says the Birchas HaZevach, were arguing about that very issue, that Moshe thought a karov is allowed to be roa negoim, and the only reason he couldn't do it was because he was a czar. Whereas Aaron said, no, there's another reason you can't do it, and for that same reason I can't do it either, and that is because a karov is not allowed to be roa negoim. So if you're into that, meaning those kinds of it's like a type of Torah where you make a machlokas in between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, a machlokas Rambam and Ravid or whatever, so there's like it's a certain style. But even if you're into that style, a number of the Achronim are very against the idea of making a machlokas between Moshe and anybody into a machlokas Tanoim, Ramurayim, or Rishonim. Because you could, okay, you want to make a machlokas between Aaron and Miriam? Fine, that you could do. But Moshe Rabbeinu? No one's allowed to be cholik on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Emes, Misaras Emes. Moshe Rabbeinu, to have them argue Moshe Rabbeinu in Halacha is to make them an apikores. So you can't, so that's what some of the Achronim are not so thrilled with that. The Panamiru says you can't say Moshe and Aaron were cholik on a din because Aaron can't be cholik on Moshe Rabbeinu in the din. In the Tzon Kachim, he writes that a karov is possible to be rowing. There's a sefer, like I forgot, there was a sefer that someone put out in the, many, many years ago where he had all these types of shtikl achtara, and he asked for, I think, for askama from Chaim Salvechik. And Reb Chaim said that I'll only give askama if you take out this one shtikl Torah where you say that the machlokas between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, because you're saying that the Ravid was on Paro's side against Moshe Rabbeinu. So it was too late. He already had it all typeset and everything. So he included the askama with a note at the bottom that it should be noted that Reb Chaim holds that this Vart is apikorsis, but the rest of the Sefer is gans fine. So, okay. So in the Sefer Tzon Kachim, he suggests a different answer. He says that the reason Akarov is possible to see in a Nega is because he's an Ohev. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu and Miriam were not on the best of terms right now. Miriam had just spoken Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, so not such a concern that he would be an Ohev. In the Siach Yitzchak, he says that a Karov is kosher to be Roa Negoyim if the Mitzor is Mekabel Alatzmo, just like when it comes to a Din, the Halacha is that if they're Kiblu Alatzmo, if the Bali Din or Mekabel Alatzmo and a Karov, so then it works, so maybe by Mara Negoyim it works as well. And finally, the Mara Kohen suggests that Kurva is only Mitzad HaChomer. It relates to the fact that you're related to somebody is in the physical world. In the Olam HaNeshamos, there is no Kurva. And Moshe was like a Malach Hashem after he was totally purified with 40 days on Har Sinai and Karan Or Panav. So therefore, there is no Kurva when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. There is no Psul Karov. Okay, but be that as it may, so the Brisa says, so who was the one that was Maskir Miriam? Who took care of Miriam's Tsaras? El Kavod Gadol Chalak LaKodesh Baruch Hu LeMiriam El Sasha'a. That in that moment, the Kodesh Baruch Hu acted with great kavod toward Miriam by getting personally involved. Ani Kohen Vani Maskira. Hashem said, I'm a Kohen, I'll be Maskir her. Ani Cholta, I'll decide on her Tumah. Vani Potra, and I will be Matire her. But Katani Mias, bottom line is, whatever whatever else the Brisa tells us, but what we're interested in drawing from this Brisa is that Moshe Zar, Vein Zar Roas and the Goyim. It said that it couldn't be Moshe because Moshe was a Zar. But wait, didn't Rav tell me that Moshe was a Kohen Gadol? How come the Brisa tells me Moshe was a Zar? So answers the Gemara. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Shiny Maros and the Goyim, Darun Ubanov Ksuvim Beparsha. By Maros and the Goyim, it's not about whether you're a Kohen or a Zar, it's whether you are Bnei Aaron. And Moshe Rabbeinu may have been a Kohen Gadol, but he was not Bnei Aaron. The obvious kasha is, and neither was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Meaning, if Kodesh Baruch Hu says he was the one that ultimately was masking her and acted as the Kohen, he was not Bnei Aaron either. Okay, so you got to work on that. So Meisve. So now another challenge. Chamish Smachos Haisa Elisheva Yisera Al Benos Yisrael. That on that day of the Yom Hashmini Lemiluim, on that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that fateful day where they brought the three Chataos that we spoke about yesterday, and Navdav and Avihu died, there were five reasons for Elisheva Bas Aminadav, Aaron HaKohen's wife, Mrs. Aaron HaKohen, to be overjoyed on that day. There was only one little reason to be sad, and that is that she lost two children. I mean, it's such a shocking way of presenting, her mood that you would think it was the worst day of her life. So the Gemara is telling us, even on that day, there were five things to be happy about. Look for silver linings. So what are the things to be happy about? First of all, Yevam HaMelech. Her brother-in-law was the Melech, and that's a great simcha, that when your brother-in-law is the Melech, meaning her husband's brother, Aaron HaKohen's brother, Moshe Rabbeinu, was a Melech. It is interesting that it calls it Yevama as opposed to Achi Baila. Yevama means that that when they don't have any children and the husband dies, in that tragic situation, so then Yavama Yavo Aleha. Why would you call him Yavama when she had children and nothing to do with the Yibam situation? Just say Achi Baila. So the Ben Yoyada says that it's being merames to us that Elazar and Isamar only survived in the Zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gzera on Aaron was that all of his children should die, and Moshe Rabbeinu, through his tefillah, was mevatel machzis ha-gzera. She would have been a Yavama had it not been for Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos. And that's why we refer to it as Yavama. In the Tshuva's Torah Lishma, Simin Reish Samach Aleph and Simin Reish Samach Beis, it says that you see from here that there is such a thing as a yichus of a brother-in-law. That a husband's brother, being a Talmud Chacham, even if the husband's not a Talmud Chacham, that itself is a reason to be mechabed a woman, to give her, meaning, you know, an eshes chaver is kechaver. But apparently even a brother-in-law of a chaver, even a husband's brother is, so I told my wife, she married an Amaretz, but my brother's a Talmud Chacham, so she deserves kavod. Okay, so Yavama was Melech. Next, Isha Kohen Gadol. Her husband was the Kohen Gadol. I would have thought that would be the lead, right? Meaning that her husband was the second thing to be happy about. Bina Sigan, her son Elazar, was the Sigan Kohen Gadol. Ben Bina, her grandson Pinchas, was Meshuach Melchama. He was the Kohen Meshuach Melchama. Va'achia and her brother Nachshon Ben Aminadav, she was Elisheva Ben Aminadav, Bas Aminadav. So Nachshon Ben Aminadav was Nasi Shevet. He was the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. Va'avela al Shnei Beneha. And then the one downside was that she was an Avela over the loss of her two sons. The Marshal says, why is it that, you know, that the Gemara talks about Elisheva over here? All of these things are true about Aaron and more, right? Meaning with Aaron, it was his own brother. It was him himself who was going Gadol, right? He had all these same experiences. So in the Marshal, Maseches Horios writes that by Aaron, you can't say that he was an Avel because he wasn't able to be Noeg Avelos, because the Pasuk says, Roshechem al Tifru, Bigdechem lo Tifromu. So he wasn't allowed to be Noeg all the dinim of Avelos, so you can't call it Avela al Shnei Banav. So Katani Mias, but it does say Yevama Melech, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech and that Aaron was a Kohen Gadol, but it implies Melech in Kohen Gadol Lo, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not the Kohen Gadol. So that's against Rav. Rav said that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. So Ema Af Melech. No, what you have to say is that not only was Moshe Rabbeinu the Kohen Gadol, he was also a Melech. So it says Mar Kitanoi, this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen is actually subject to a Machlokas Tanoim. Because after Moshe Rabbeinu was asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Sne to go redeem the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu refused for a period of 7 days. Vayichar Af Hashem B'Moshe. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at Moshe. Rabbi Yishuv ben Korcha Omer Kol Charon Af Shabbat Torah, Nemar Bo Roshem. Anytime there's Charon Af in the Torah, there's some simin of that Charon Af. There's some mark that Charon Af either leaves or makes at the moment. Vizelo Nemar Bo Roshem. But this Charon Af that did not leave any Roshem. There's nothing additional or punishment or anything that followed up. There was no follow up to the Charon Af that Hashem had on Moshe. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer Af Zeh Nemar Bo Roshem. No, sure there was. Shenemar Halo Aaron Achicha Levi, because it says Aaron Achicha Levi, Valo Kohen Hu. But why does it call Aaron Achicha Halevi? Why does Hashem call him a Levi? He was a Kohen. So Hachi Kamar, no, what Hashem was saying to Moshe is Ani Amarti Ata Kohen Vehu Levi. My initial plan was that you're going to be the Kohen and Aaron's going to be the Levi. But Achshav, but now that you're denying my request for a full week, who Kohen Veata Levi? He's going to be the Kohen and you're going to be the one that's the Levi. So according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen during the Shivus Yimei HaMiluim, the Kuhuna was taken from him after the Yimei HaMiluim, and that's the Charon Af. The Charon Af that left the Roshim was that he lost the Kuhuna at that point. The Chacham say Moshe Rabbeinu never had the Kuhuna on a permanent basis. It was not taken from him because of the Charon Af. It was something that was meant to only last for the Shivus Yimei HaMiluim. It was a temporary Kuhuna. And some say that once Moshe Rabbeinu became a Kohen, lo paska kuhuna el mizaro shel Moshe. He remained a Kohen forever. His children, his offspring, are lost the kuhuna. And that's the charonaf that it says by Moshe, that the kuhuna was taken away from his children. Shenamar Moshe isha lukim banav yukaru al shevet halevi, that his children will be called al shevet halevi. Ve'omer, and another pasuk about Moshe Rabbeinu being a Kohen, Moshe va'aron b'chohanav. It says Moshe ve'aron, both Moshe and Aaron b'chohanav. Of Shmuel Bukhari Shemo. So Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen his entire life. That's like Rav. So apparently Rav's statement that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen is subject to a Machlokas Tanaim, that there is a Tana that holds Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen his entire life from the Shiv Samei Malum and on, and it's just his children who are not Kohanim. And there's the opinion that no, the Roshem of the Charonaf was that the Kuna was taken from Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe Omer, why do I need a second Pasuk to tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen? Maybe you're going to say you don't have a raya from the pasuk of Moshe Ishelokim that he was a kohen because the doros sudukhsiv. Maybe that pasuk is written after it's written in Divrei Yamim after Moshe Rabbeinu died and is only trying to be miyaches Moshe Rabbeinu's offspring that they're levim and that they're not kohanim. But maybe, but really Moshe Rabbeinu himself was a levi as well. The pasuk doesn't need to write that because Moshe Rabbeinu was already dead. We don't need to be miyaches Moshe Rabbeinu. We're just trying to be miyaches his offspring. So the pasuk only emphasizes that the children were a Levi because there's no nafkamina legabe Moshe Rabbeinu being a Levi once Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer alive. But maybe in Echinami he was a Levi and he wasn't a Kohen. That's why you need a second pasuk. V'omer Moshe v'aron b'chonav, that the pasuk says but that Moshe in fact was a Kohen. Kol charonav shabatorah nemer bo roshem. Is this true that every charonav in the Torah it leaves a mark? There's some ramification of it. V'aksiv, but doesn't it say in the Torah that after Moshe Rabbeinu warns Paro about Makas Bechoros, and Paro says, I never want to see your face again, Vayetze mi and Paro Bechoriaf, that he got angry at Paro when he left, V'lo Amrle, V'lo Midi, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say anything to him. There was no follow-up. There was no shouting at him or beating him up or cursing him or nothing. Where's the Roshem? So answers the Gemara, Amrei Shlakish Taro V'yatza. He slapped him across the face and he left. So that was the Roshem, was that he slapped him across the face. The Marsha says, it's a Roshem if the Torah would have said it. Meaning when we say that every Charonaf in the Torah has a Roshem, doesn't that mean that the Torah is supposed to talk about that Roshem? Otherwise it's not called a Roshem. Meaning I'm sure lots of times that there were things that the way it actually played out in reality, that there was some ramification or some mark that it left. But the point over here is that it's supposed to say it in the Torah. So the Marsha says, the fact that the Torah doesn't want to say that Moshe Rabbeinu slapped Paro in the face was because of Kavod Malchus. It's not the dignity, it's beneath the dignity of Malchus to record that Moshe Rabbeinu did such a thing. In the Yin Yaakov, he says that it is in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk did not say Vayicharaf Moshe Beparo Vayetze. It says V'yatza Bachariaf. So it sounds like in his act of leaving, it was a dramatic act of leaving, that he didn't just walk out. It was V'yatza Bachariaf. That the way he walked out was Bechariaf, which shows that he slapped him across the face. So it actually is in the Torah. So it says Gemara, Miyam Reish Lakish Hachi, does Reish Lakish really say that Moshe Rabbeinu slapped Paro in the face? Vaksiv, but the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu when he tells him to warn Paro about Makas Dam, V'nitzavta l'kros v'al Sfas HaYor, that you should wait by the Sfas HaYor to greet him. Miyam Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish teaches up the word l'kroso, that melechu v'hasber lo panim. He's a melech, so you need to be respectful of him. So you need to be respectful of his authority and his position. So that's what it means that lekraso. Rabbi Yochanan amar rashu va'eiz panechabo. Rabbi Yochanan says no. He was telling him he's a rasha. So lekraso means stand up against him. Go in an adversarial way to stand by the or. But bottom line is that Reish Lakish says that you have to show him respect. So how could that same Reish Lakish say that Moshe Rabbeinu slapped him across the face? Where's the respect of the Malchus? So it says Mar Epoch. You have to switch around the shitos of Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. It must be that Reish Lakish is one that said that Lekraso means to be meis panim, and Rabbi Yochanan is one that says that Lekraso means to show him respect at the Yor. Okay, so once we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu showing respect to Paro on account of his being a melech, so the Gemara discusses Kvod Malchus. Amar Rabbi Yana, Liolam te emas Malchus alecha. A person should always have a certain fear of the Malchus. Because the pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu warns Paro about Makas Pecharos, he says V'yardu kol avadecha ele elai, that all of the avadim, all of your avadim are going to come to me and they're going to beg me to take the people out. He did not say you Paro are going to come bowing to me and begging me to take the people out, even though in fact that's what happened, because it's disrespectful to speak that way to a king. Rabbi Yochanan mehacher. Rabbi Yochanan says the idea of Amos Malchus is derived from a pasuk in Sefer Melachim Aleph. V'yad Hashem haisa el Eliyahu v'yashke mosav v'yaretz l'fnei Achav. That Eliyahu ran to Achav because Achav was riding alone, and it's not covered of the Malchus for the Melech to be riding alone. So therefore, Eliyahu ran after Achav because Achav was going alone. So the Marsha explains that you show kavod even to malachim that are rishayim, because malchus adar is ken malchus adarikia, and if someone is mezalzel in the kavod of melech, it's as if he's mezalzel the kavod of makom, even if the melech is a rasha. So people sometimes say, well, this melech, I don't agree with his policies, I don't agree with this, I don't think he's a nice person, I don't think, whatever it is, but he's a melech. So at the end of the day, if a person is a melech, then you have to show kavod. The Ralbag, however, disagrees. He says Eliyahu was showing kavod to Achav when it was not while he was a rasha. It was only now when Achav allowed him to kill the Nevi'e Abal. So Eliyahu thought that Achav had done tshuva and that he now believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he gave him permission to kill the Nevi'e Abal. So he thought he was deserving of kavod at this moment. Amar Ula Bikesh Moshe Malchus. Ula says Moshe Rabbeinu desired or requested Malchus, and it was not granted him. Because it says by the sneh that al tikrav halom, that Hashem said don't come any closer. And ve'in halom el malchus. Halom means malchus. It's a lashon of malchus. So al tikrav halom means you don't get the malchus. Shenemar mi anochi Hashem elokim ki avisoni ad halom. And how do I know halom means malchus? Because David HaMelech says to Hashem in Shmuel Beis, mi anochi Hashem elokim ki avisenu ad halom, that you made me the melech, even though I'm not ra'ui to be the melech. So when Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe al tikrav halom, he's saying you don't get to be the melech. There's a beautiful verse. Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, Zichron Levracha, quotes from the Maril Diskin Ala Torah, that the Maril Diskin says, where do you see, other than from the word halom, that malchus bikesh? Because al tikrav halom means you got to back up, because shalna alecha me'al raglecha, he told him to take his shoes off. There's a Gemara in Chulin that says, for whatever reason the Gemara mentions this, the Gemara says that an 80-year-old, unless they're extremely, from a very young age, they were doing, yoga and calisthenics or whatever, so that an 80-year-old naturally should never be able to take his shoes standing up. That an 80-year-old, once you're 80, you for sure got to sit down in order to take off your shoes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that al tikrav halom, don't come closer, because shol na'alech me'al raglecha, you need to stay at some distance in order to remove your shoes, because the makom that you're standing is ad mas kodesh. Now the makom you're standing is ad mas kodesh means it has kedushas ha'azara. The halacha is ein yeshiva ba'azara el malchi beis David b'lad. The only person that's allowed to sit in the azara is a melech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to take off your shoes here? No, back up if you're going to take off your shoes, because you're 80 years old. You're going to need to sit down, take off your shoes. You don't get to sit here in the Makom Azara. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Malchus Bikesh. So Masiv Rava challenges Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yavama that the Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning the Yavam of Elisheva, was Melech. So that's a Kasha on Ula, because Ula said that the Malchus was not given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be a Melech, but it was not granted. So Amar Rava, Lo Ula Zaru Ka Amar. No, what Ula meant is that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Malchus in his family to be handed down through the generations, but while Moshe Rabbeinu himself was a melech, but it wasn't given to Zaro. V'kalecha t'chsev halom l'dorosu. Is that what halom means? Halom means, al tikrav halom is, yeah, you do get to be melech, but your children don't get to be melech. It only means l'doros. V'gabi shol t'chsev, but by shol it says, when they were mapil, Shmuel was mapil Gorel to determine who is the one that Hashem chose to be the king over the Jewish people, and Shaul ben Kish was the one that turned out to be the winner of the Gorel. So they looked all over for him, but they couldn't find him, even though he was Mishikma Lamaila Mikolaam, he was the tallest guy around. They couldn't find him because he was Nechbel Lakelin. He was very humble and he was hiding. So they asked Hashem, Haba Od Halom Ish, is there another person? Because we looked for Shaul and we couldn't find him. So Hashem said, Shaul is there, he's Nechbel Lakelim, you'll find him. So, but from nevertheless, the word Halom is used in regard to Shaul and who in Zarulo. And by Shaul, it's not Doros. He was the Melech. His children never got to become the Melech. So don't you see that the word Halom implies Malchus for the person himself and not for his children? So Ibai Seima, one possibility is Hahavi Ishboshes, that Ishboshes was Shaul's son, and he did become a Melech for some period of time. Vibai Seima, Shiny Shaul, da afil begavelo kaim. That Shaul was different because not only did it pass down to his children, it didn't even stick with him because there was a reason that he lost it. Meaning, in a chnami, the original plan may have been that Shaul becomes the full king to the extent that he's able to pass it on to his children, but he lost it for a reason. When a person achieves the position of gedula, that goes in through his family through all the generations. But if he experiences a sense of gaiva and he no longer deserves to have that gedula, then Hashem lowers him. That gavus halev causes them to be tied down in yisurim and to suffer. So Shaul, because he sinned, he lost the gedula that was initially destined for him and his children. Ah, halom, it was meant to be for him and his children. Bali mum and bin bali mum. So then going back to the halacha, we said that a balmum is whether it be a balmum over or a balmum kavua, is allowed to be cholik the ochel in kachim. They're just not allowed to do that krava, they're not allowed to do the avoda. So minanimili, how do I know that balimum could take a chelik in kachim? Ditan Rabban, the Brisa darshan as follows. The pasuk says by a korban mincha kol zachar. It says kol zachar b'bnei Aaron yochalena. So the rabbis balimumin kol zachar is coming to be marbi even balimumin lemay coming to be marbi balimumin to do what? Ila achila, if it's to allow them to eat the korban mincha, harei kvar nemar, already says about a balmum lechem elokav mikotchei hakadoshim yochel, that a balmum is allowed to eat kotchei kotchim. So I already know that. Ela l'chaluka. So this pasuk must be telling me that they're cholik in kotchei kotchim, just like a regular kohen kosher can be. Tani idach, another brisa that says by korban chatos, it says kol zochar, and over there also l'rabos balimumin. So again, frankly, gemara lemai l'rabos to do what? Ila achila, if it's to tell me that they're allowed to eat a chatas, harei kvar amur. It already says by a mincha lechem elokav yochal, and ila chaluka harei kvar amur. And if it's about that he's allowed to be cholik bekachim, we already learned from the pasuk by mincha that he's allowed to be cholik bekachim. So the limud is needed because sheyachal ein li ela tam v'nasa balmum. I would only know that if he was initially a tam and then he became a balmum, that he's allowed to partake. He's allowed to be cholik bekachim. Balmum Karominayin. How do I know that if he's always a balmum, that he's also allowed to take tamalomar kol zachar? That's why it says kol zachar by the chatas. Tani idach, another brisa that there's a pasuk by karban asham kol zachar the rabbis balmum, that it says kol zachar bekwanim yochalenu, that teaches me balmum. So lemay, what do you mean balmum to do what? Ila achila arek varamur. If it's about achila, we already learned that by the karban mincha. Vila chaluka arek varamur. And if it's tami v'chaluka, we also learned that by the karban mincha. And if it's about the fact that he's a balmum meyukaro, I already learned that from the pasuk by korban chatos. Sheyachalein liel balmum kavua, balmum over minayin. I would only know balmum kavua is allowed to partake, is allowed to be cholik b'kachim. How do I know even someone with only a temporary mum is allowed to be cholik b'kachim? Ah, that's why I need the pasuk by asham tamalomer kol zachar. Says Mar, wait. If I would have a havamina, one type of balmum can and one can't, the havamina would be that a balmum kavua can and a balmum over can't? Klapelaya, that's backwards, right? Meaning a Baal Mum Over is less of a problem than being a Baal Mum Kavua. So I'm Rav Sheshes Epuch. Rav Sheshes says, you're right, it's backwards. You should switch it around. Meaning what we're saying is that had I not had the Pasuk of Ashram, I would have thought it's only a Baal Mum Over. The Pasuk by Ashram comes to tell me even a Baal Mum Kavua. Rav Ashi, I'm a little low tapuch. Rav Ashi says, no. It's meant the way it's said. V'itzrich, and I need an extra riboy to tell me that a Baal Mum Kavua is possible, even though it is allowed to be chalik b'kachim, even though I already know that a Baal Mum Over is chalik b'kachim, because salka dait chamina ki tameh ma tameh kama delo tahar lo achil I've had nami kama delo masakin lo achil, meaning I might think that a Baal Mum Over, why would you let him just wait until the mum goes away? He'll have a future. But a Baal Mum Kavua, you have no choice but to let him right now, just like a tameh, meaning by a tameh person, that as long as he's not tahar, he shouldn't eat. So wait till he becomes tahar. So by the Baal Mum Over, I would have thought the same thing. But a Baal Mum Kavua is ochel, because there is no future for him. There's nothing that's going to change between now and the end of his life. So Kodesh Baruch Hu has rachmanus and lets him eat. So kamash mulan. That's why the pasuk tells me not that way. That a Baal Mum Over is also allowed to partake in kachay kachim, even though he still has a mum that will one day go away. And then we said kol shein aroy. We gave a klal that anyone who's not ready to do the avoda is not allowed to be cholik in the kachim. Velo, is that true? Hare bal mum delo roy lavoda v'cholik. A bal mum is directly against that rule. He's not allowed to do the avoda, and he does get kachim visu. And not only do I have a question on the rule that as it is stated, I have a question on the diuk that one might make from that rule. The rule you're saying is that anyone who's not roy lavoda is not roy lekachim. That implies haroy lavoda cholik. That anyone who is roy lavoda is cholik b'kachim. Is that true? Haray tameh b'karbanos sibur to roy lavoda v'enu cholik. But tameh in avoda sibur is roy lavoda because tumas uchu b'tzibur, but he cannot be cholik b'kachim. So answers the gemara roy lachila ka'amar. When the Mishnah says roy lavoda, it doesn't mean roy lavoda. It means roy lachila. That anyone who's not roy lachila is not roy to be cholik b'basar. So that answers the Baal Mum. The Baal Mum is roy lachila, and therefore he can be cholik. And it answers the diuk, and because the diuk is going to be haro'i la'achila, anyone who is ro'i la'achila can be cholik, and a tameh is neither ro'i la'achila nor can he be cholik. So frankly, Gemara, it still doesn't work. Very katan to ro'i la'achila ve'no cholik. A katan is ro'i la'achila; he's allowed to eat kachim, but he cannot be cholik in kachim. So says Gemara, ha lo katani. You know what? You can't ask questions on the diuk because the diuk is probably wrong. Meaning, all the Mishnah said was a rule. The Mishnah said anyone who's not roi lavoda cannot be cholik. It never made the diuk. It never said the flip side. It never said, oh, and if you are roi lavoda, then you can be cholik. It never said that part. That we made up. So you can't ask kashas in that part. Right? What do you ask? Oh, katon, that avoda means achila, and the diuk is that anyone who's roi lachila can be cholik, and it's not true of a katon. Okay, the diuk is not true. Says Gemara, hasha dasas lachi. Once you're going to tell me the diuk is not true, the olam could come meikara. Then you don't have to say that avoda means achila. You can go back saying avoda means achila, right? Avoda means avoda and not achila. What's going to be your problem? Im yishum tameh, tameh lo katani. You're going to ask a kasha about tameh. The kasha about tameh was only on the diuk. We just said that the diuk is not true, so you could ignore the diuk. What was the problem with the halacha as it was stated, with the klal as it was stated? Im yishum balmum, the kasha was that the klal as it was actually stated was that anyone who's not roi la'avoda cannot be cholik. And we said, but wait a second, a Baal Mum is not roi la'avoda, and he can be cholik. So yeah, Rachman Arabia, because there's a special riboy in the pasuk to tell me that a Baal Mum is different. So the klal is a klal, and the Baal Mum is the exception that proves the rule, but it's an exception to the rule based on the pasuk. Good. Then the Mishnah said, "I feel the tamei b'shas zrikas dam v'tar b'shas hekter chalavim eino cholik." Even if you're only tamei at the time of the zrikas hadam, you're not allowed to be cholik in kachim. So says the Gemara, "Wait a second, hatar b'shas zrikas dam v'tar b'shas hekter chalavim cholik." That implies that if you were tahar at the time of the zrikas hadam, even if you subsequently became tamei prior to the hekter chalavim, you can be cholik. So masnisin delo kabashol. That's against the sheet of abashol. Detanya. Abisholom, Erliolomino, Chalache, Tor, Mishazrika, Ad Shas Hector Chalovim. You need to be Tor both at the Shazrika and at the Shas Hector Chalovim. Damakra, Makravis Damashlam, Vesachelev, Dafil Hector Chalovim, Nami Boi, that even at the time of Hector Chalovim, you also need to be Tahar. So ask the Gemara, wait, according to Abishol, I get that being Tahar at the Zrika is not enough. You need Tahar at the Zrika and Tahar at the Shas Hector Chalovim. What about in between? Can you be Tamei in between and just get yourself Tahar by the time the Matir Chalovim? Or is it Mishazrika Ad Shas Hector Chalovim? So by Ravashi raised that question. Nitma Benatayim Mahu Bishazrika U Bishas Hector Binon Vaika? Do you just look at those 2 points of time, the Shazrika and the Shas Hector, and as long as you were Tahar at those 2 points of time, you're good? O Dilmor, maybe Ad Sheitar Mishazrika Viad Shas Hector Chalovim. Or maybe, no, you need to be Tahar all the way through from the time of the Zrika till Hector Chalavim. Teku, the Gemara doesn't have an answer to that question. So Amar Rava, Hai Dina, Mirabi Lozim, Rabbi Shimon, Gamirna, Damra Besakise. Rava said, I learned the following fascinating halacha that Rabbi Lozim, Rabbi Shimon taught in the Besakise. So at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to say, what was he doing teaching in the Besakise? Okay, but in the meantime, that's what Rava says. Now goes to Tzionim, he says, it couldn't be Rava, it has to be Rav, because in the Birch HaZevach, he explains, Rava was many Doros after Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. So he would not have learned something, that he would not have overheard something that Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon said in the Beis HaKisei. But anyway, he said, I learned the following. Danta, a person can be done the following, and say, the Bol Tevul Yom, a Tevul Yom, can come to a Kohen Tar and say, Va'amer, and he says, Tein li mimin chavochel. Give me from a carbon milcha, and I want to eat it tonight as soon as, I'm no longer a tevul yom. Meaning, he wants to be cholek b'mincha. He wants a chele, he wants to do the chaluka of the carbon. He wants to participate in the chaluka of the carbon. So Melo, the coming Torah, could respond to him, Uma im makom shiafu kochacha b'chataskha. If in a place where you have the upper hand, like where you have an advantage, like your own carbon chatas, where you're allowed to bring your own carbon chatas even when it's not your mishmar, and you're able to be zocha in the basar of that carbon chatas, still dechisicha mechatas Yisrael, but nevertheless, I'm allowed to tell you, you're not allowed to be cholek in someone else's chatas, in the chatas of Yisrael, because the Gemara Darshan said, Tvul Yom is not cholek bechatas that we just had. So makom shura kochacha, but mimenchascha, in a place where you have even less of a right, a carbon mincha, where you're not allowed to eat even your own carbon mincha, enodin shadi chachacha mimenchas Yisrael, all the more so, I can reject you from taking a chalukah and a minchas Yisrael. So you want to come and ask for a chelik of the carbon mincha? No way! The kohen could respond. The kohen Torah could respond to him. You can't even take if even a carbon chatos, which you could take of your own, you're not allowed to take of somebody else. So a carbon mincha, which you can't even take of your own, you're for sure not going to be allowed to take of someone else. So the guy might respond, "Umayim dechisani chatos Yisrael shekshem shiyafu kochi kach yafu kochacha." He says, "Why are we focused on where my kolach is? Maybe we should be focused on where your koach is, you, the one who's distributing." Meaning, you're telling me that that a chatas I have a stronger hand in, but you also have a stronger hand in a chatas because you're also zocha in a chatas at your makriv in a mishmar that's not yours, and maybe that's why you're allowed to tell me that I'm not allowed to partake of my own chatas. But tidicheni mimincha shekshem shura kochi kachura kochacha, are you going to be able to tell me not to partake of a korban mincha where you yourself aren't allowed to partake of a carbon mincha? Maybe you don't have the koach to tell me not to. So that's why I need a pasuk by carbon mincha, the koin and makriv al-sal lo tiya, bo hakrev ve'echol, that only a koin is able to be makriv the carbon mincha can eat the carbon mincha. But that's why I have a pasuk. Tell me that by a mincha, and it's not enough to have a pasuk by a chatas to counter this argument that the tevul yom might make, to tell me that a tevul yom is not allowed to partake of a mincha. So the Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon says, well, wait a second. Once I have the pasuk by a mincha, why do I need a pasuk by a chatas? Because the following conversation might happen. Tein li mechatas Yisrael v'yochel. He might say, give me a chelik of the chatas Yisrael. The Tevul Yom might say. So Amalo, the Kohen Torah, will say to him, Uma b'makom shura kochi. Look, what kind of power do you think I have? In a case where I don't have the power, b'minchasi, where I'm not even allowed to eat my own korban mincha, d'chisicha mi minchas Yisrael, and yet I have the power to push you away from from a Minchas Yisrael to tell you that you cannot get a chalukah of a Mincha of Yisrael, Makom Shiova Kochi, where I do have the power, Bechatasi, in my own Korban Chatas, that I'm allowed to eat it, even if I makrev it when it's not my Mishmar, say no din shaticha Mechat Yisrael. All the more so I have the power to push you away from Mechatas Yisrael. So Amalo, the Kohen Tvil Yom might respond, Umay Imdechisani Miminchas Yisrael Shekshem Shura Kochacha, Kachura Kochi. Maybe the only reason you're allowed to reject me from a Minchas Yisrael is not because is not even though you have no power in it, but it's because I have no power in it that I'm not allowed to eat from it. But Tidicheni Minchas Yisrael Shekshem Sheyafa Kochacha, Kachyafa Kochi, does that necessarily mean that you're authorized to reject me from a Chatos of Yisrael, where yes, you have more power, but so do I? I have more of a right to it? So Rei Omer, that's why I have a pasuk by Korban Chatos, Hakoina Mechateosa Yochlena, Bo Chate Vachol, that only someone who's actually going to do the Avoda is right to do the Avoda, is right to do the Achila, and that's why I need a pasuk by Chatos, and it's not enough to have the pasuk by Mincha. Either one cannot be derived from the other. Tvul Yom is not allowed to partake of either one of them. Says the Gemara, okay, but what about a Korban Shlamim? Amar lo tein mi chaz v'shok v'ochel. The Tvul Yom might come and say, give me the chaz v'shok of a Korban Shlamim now, so that when my Tvul Yom passes, right, this evening, I'll eat from it. So Amar lo, so the Kohen Torah might tell him, Umma makom shiafa kochacha b'chatascha d'chisicha mechatas Yisrael. If in a place where you have a little bit of power, your own Korban Chatas, that you're allowed to eat your own Korban Chatas in its entirety, and I was allowed to tell you that you're not allowed to eat the Chatas Yisrael, Mokom Shura Kochacha B'Shlamim Shein Lecha Behen Alechaz V'Shok, in a Korban Shlamim where a Kohen never gets more than the Chaz V'Shok of a Korban Shlamim, the rest is eaten by the Bailim, Eilu Din Shadi Chachacha, all the more so I could prevent you from being Cholik in the Korban Shlamim. So he might respond, Well, Ma'im Di Chasanim Michata Shekein Hura Kochi Etzel Noshai V'Avadai, maybe you're only able to reject me from a Korban Chatas, because even though when I'm Tahar, I'm allowed to eat from a Korban Chatas, I'm not allowed to give it to my wife or to my Avadim. So, Tidicheni Mechaz V'Shok Sheken Yafa Kochi Etzel Noshai V'Avadai, do you necessarily have the right to reject me from the Chaz V'Shok, where when I'm Tahar, I'm allowed to distribute it to my Noshim V'Avadim? So, Rei Omer, that's why the Pasuk says, L'Koyin Azorek Hazadam Shlamim, Lo Yeh, Boz Rok V'Achol, that even when it comes to a Korban Shlamim, only one who can do the Avodah can do the Chalukah, and therefore Tvul Yom cannot partake of a Korban Shlamim. Yatzah Tvul Yom Kula V'Chamura V'Al Rosho. The Tvul Yom therefore walks out with all of his Kal V'Chomer being futile because you have a pasuk. Onein Miyamino Mechusar Kapara Mismolo. And by the way, the Onein and the Mechusar Kapara are in the same boat as him. That they're also not Roy Lavoda, and therefore they also can't partake of these things. So Paruk Rav Achai says, why stop there? Leimelei Tainli Mibuchar V'Yochel. Why don't we have a similar conversation about Bukhar, that the Tvul Yom will say, give me a Bukhar, Mishum da Amar Lo, because the Torah could say to the Tvul Yom, Ma, Makam Shuru Kochi Bechata Seitzel Noshe V'Avadai, in a place where I have, where I don't have such power. By a Korban Chatas, I can't share it with my Noshe V'Avadim. Dichi Sicha, Michatas Yisrael, I was able to still push you away from Chatas Yisrael. Makam Shiova Kochi Bechar, Dukuli Diliyu, where I do have a lot of power, which is in Bechar, where the whole thing belongs to me. Einu Din Shad Chachacha Mimenu, all the more so I should be able to reject you from it. So he might respond, maybe you were only able to reject me from a chatos because just like you have a weak hand in it, so do I have a weak hand. But does that necessarily mean you could push me away from Bechar where I also have some strength? So that's why I have a pasuk by Bechar as well, that you have to be able to do the avoda. V'idach, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who didn't mention this din by Bechar, parich miksiv u'b'sarom l'kohen azorik, b'sarom yeh l'chaksiv afilu l'kohen acher, that it doesn't have to be the kohen azorik, it could even be another kohen. So frek v'gemara v'heichi avad hachi, how is he allowed to say this halach in the Beis HaKisei? V'am rabbi rabbechan, am rabbi yochan, b'kol makom mutal laharer, chutz mimerchatz, Beis HaKisei, that you're allowed to be maharer wherever you are, except for a dirty place, like a merchatz in a Beis HaKisei. So answers gemara la'on so shiny, couldn't help himself, as he was always thinking and learning, it was impossible for him not to think and learning in the Beis HaKisei. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph at the top. Have a great day, everybody.